Recorded Books presents With Every Memory by Janine Roche, narrated by Eliza Foss and Laura Knight Keating. Chapter 1. Lori. Even the best makeup couldn't hide the fact that I'd been raised from death to life. A sound, half chuckle and half sigh, skimmed my lips as I placed my Givenchy powder and brush in my travel case. If Deirdre, my favorite nurse, heard my thoughts, she'd tell me to display my scars proudly, as I was a walking testimony of the good Lord's mercy and grace. A walking testimony. She'd never caught the slip, and I'd never called attention to it. I placed the travel case in the basket on the front of my walker, and then began my trek to my chair. I'd no sooner caught my breath than a knock sounded at the door. Come in.
Good glory, Miss Lori!
Deirdre sauntered through the doorway, like she was wearing a gold-breasted choir robe instead of the same green scrubs all the nurses at the rehab center wore. She spread her arms wide and let the door swing behind her.
Are you excited? It isn't every day you get a second chance at life.
I am excited. To sleep in my own bed, cook my own food, read with my children. I swallowed hard as reality struck. My daughter?
That sounds wonderful.
I checked my watch. Nearly 9. I should make sure I have everything. I readied myself to stand, prompting Deirdre to quick step to my side and offer her arm as a support. With a flick of my hand, I waved her off. I must get used to doing all this on my own. May as well start now. Using the armrests as support, I leaned forward and pushed with my legs. Fire ripped through my quadriceps, a feeling I'd learned to appreciate. Months ago, I'd felt nothing in those muscles at all. After I straightened, I waited for vertigo to come. It didn't, thank heavens. Perhaps it had slept in. Meanwhile, I'd been awake since 4.
Don't push yourself too hard now, or you're likely to end up right back here.
Deirdre watched my slow progress.
Your baby girl may think she's grown, but she still needs her mama.
My lips were too taut for my smile to feel genuine. Deirdre looked over the tray holding my hardly touched breakfast.
Now, now, Miss Lori, your hobby might be a feast for the eyes, but you've still got to eat real food.
I tried. My nerves had other ideas. I'd rather not start my second chance by getting sick all over myself, or Michael. With the help of my walker, I shuffled my cashmere-slippered feet over to the large window of my suite. The best money can buy, Michael had called it once. How long ago was that? Was it even Michael who'd said it? I brushed the voile curtain back to see the sunlight sparkling on Denver's South Platte River. Yet an even better image caught my attention. In the parking lot below, Michael shut the door to his Lexus. After all his visits to the rehabilitation center, I still expected to see the beat-up Honda, since my brain only occasionally acknowledged the 8 years prior to our accident. I closed my eyes and went through my mental checklist. The month and year, the current president, my age, the names of the living members of my family, and the facts of my situation. Each answer tugged harder on my heartstrings, but I wouldn't give in to tears. This was a big day, so I shoved away the consuming sadness and focused on that tall, dark, and handsome man casually walking toward the clinic's entrance.
Why are you anxious? Deirdre asked.
My stomach twisted. Because I know it won't be how it was.
What if it's better?
She tried to pat my shoulder, but I shirked away from her touch.
Better?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?